Welcome, everybody, to the Patty G Show. I am your host, Patty G. We are here with Courtney Maha of Tumbling Tigers. We're going to learn how to do some renovations on an old school vehicle. We're going to learn how to throw a party successfully and also how to manage a business and four children at the same time. And all of that working together to build an incredible business venture. And as always, our show is sponsored by Alvarez Construction. Be sure and check them out. We link them up in the show notes and on the Facebook page. But without further ado, Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, great to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We got this planned in December, so I'm glad it's finally happening.
Yes, locked it up.
Locked it down. Last week we had Jennifer, and this week we've got you.
Yes. Two Mahas in a row.
That's it. Two Mahas. And those that are listening, side note, we are related.
Yes.
So Courtney is my first cousin.
Yes. By marriage.
In-law, first cousin in-law. I mean, but you were around since I was born. So, I mean, like, you're more like a sister at this point.
You're running around with bells on your shoes. So, I mean, you know, I know you since then.
So. Exactly. Right. So, but we're here to talk about you and your business venture that you recently started. What was the founding year?
The founding year for Tumbling Tigers was 2011.
Okay, so you've been around for a while.
I have. So, so Tumbling Tigers got started 10 years ago. And, you know, I can't take complete credit for the idea. When I was in college, I taught for a mobile gymnastics company. So to backtrack, Tumbling Tigers is a mobile gymnastics company.
Okay.
So we go into different daycares and preschool facilities and offer gymnastics as an extracurricular for children there. So
like a credit style class? Well, I guess not that. They don't
really
care. Not really.
Yeah, not really. It's just an extracurricular for kids. You know, we teach ages 2 to 6.
Okay.
So, you know, as hard as it is for a parent to drop off a child at daycare or, you know, me and mom, I know, you know, some days they're happy to go and some days they don't want to get out of bed. So, you know, we're an extracurricular that parents can add on to their day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the best thing that a parent can say is they call me or text me that day and say, you know, little Susie or Johnny, their favorite day is Monday. All I have to do is say it's Tumbling Tigers Day and they're out of bed. It's the easiest morning we have. Well, that just warms my heart, you know?
Yeah.
So, we're just a structured extracurricular. They get it for 1 hour a week, depending on, you know, where they are and their age. And we bring a full gym to their facility. So for the past 10 years, we have utilized the facilities at different daycares and schools. And it's been good. But so in college, I taught with a lady who had a mobile gymnastics business and she was cutting back and it was pretty small by that point. But, you know, just absolutely loved the idea, loved the teaching kids. I always kind of wanted to be in education and took a side road and did the business thing, you know, degree and stuff. But that was always a love of mine, you know, to be around small children.
Yeah, which the business thing played out
to
being a combination.
It did. So I got the best of both worlds, you know, set my own schedule and be able to teach kids. But, you know, I got married, came out of college, and did retail management for 2.5-3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And got married to my husband very young, and we had kids pretty quick. And, you know, that just didn't work. I mean, for some families, it does. Uh-huh. And for us, it just didn't. It's just not what we wanted. We had two kids that are 14 months apart, our first two. And, you know, I had to put on the brakes for being the corporate, you know, achiever at that time for me. So I quit my job and became a stay-at-home mom for a little while. And I soon found out that 70 hours a week for me was not manageable, but also no hours a week of work was not manageable either.
Yep. You gotta find that balance.
I was that on the go mom, you know? So, my husband would say, I don't understand. Like, you leave the house every day and you have an infant and a 2-year-old. And I'm like, I'm just not the person that likes to just stay home.
I can't just stay at home, right?
Just walk the mall. She's like, that doesn't sound very exciting. So anyway,
but you're out of the house.
Yes.
And the kids are out.
That's right. But, you know, I knew I needed more than, you know, just being a stay-at-home mom, but knew I didn't want to be a full-time working mom at that time.
Right.
And so I was just kind of doing a lot of praying and kind of waiting for something to, an idea to come in my head. And then all of a sudden my phone rings and it's the lady who I taught with in college.
Wow.
And she says,
so what's the timeline here between when you stopped working with her to you got the phone call?
2004 was probably the last year I worked with her. And then 2011 in March of 2011.
Wow.
So
7 year difference.
7 year difference. And I get that phone and she's talking to me, but I'm not hearing her. You know, I'm like, I'm looking at the phone going.
It's one of those like you blank out phone calls.
Yes.
You get, you're like, wait, did this just happen?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is this happening?
And exactly.
Then, did they
exactly.
pause and you're like, I'm supposed to respond?
Yes. And so, I mean, it was just, it was crazy. It was the answer to my prayers that I was looking for. At that time, she was working 2 days a week at two schools. And so it just fit the need that I needed to start a business.
Yeah. It's not your 70 hours.
Right. Not my 70 hours,
know,
but take care and still be a mom.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of what I, you know, so Caleb and I talked and we bought the business from her in 2011. And I knew it was going to be slow at first, you know, for the first 5 years, I stayed at those two schools, got fed and you know, career wise, but was able to be a stay-at-home mom or a somewhat stay-at-home mom. And in those 5 years, I had two more children. And so, you know, just like, you know, another curveball. And it was twins. So,
yeah.
You know, threw a couple of loops at me. So we stayed small for the first 5 years. And that was good. That was comfortable.
Yeah.
And then
it got you out of the house. And within the business itself, you could bring the kids with you.
Right.
You know, it's not like a company where you had to get a babysitter and worry about leaving the kids at home. You know, I'm sure all four of them, when they were old enough to partake in it, they were loving, hey, we're going to work with mom. This is going to be great.
Absolutely. You know, it was the best thing having, being able to bring them with me to work, was so rewarding. They were doing Tumbling Tigers and I was teaching and having classes. They knew all the teachers and directors and kids at the school, you know, everybody knew them by name. And I mean, yeah, it was great. It was great. Yeah, so
those are friends from a young age. And it's like, it was a community for them. When they grow older, they're like, oh, your mom's a Tumbling Tiger mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And look, they ended up going to one of those two beginning schools when they,
well, that's
you know.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so you talk about comfort. They were completely comfortable going going to school when they were two because,
right.
I mean, they had been there from birth almost. So.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're just, now we have to go learn.
That's
instead
right.
Instead of staying and hanging out with mom, now we have to go and do something.
Exactly.
Like knowing
exactly.
those teachers, I mean, I'm sure that transition was just super smooth for them to go right to school.
It was. It was. You know, year five, though, I kind of woke up and they could go to school and I felt comfortable with them going to school. And I'm like, it's time. Mm-hmm. And so in the next 5 years, we grew from 2 to 10 schools.
Wow.
And so
that's incredible.
That was pretty amazing. And being at one school, like say we're at Parkview Baptist, provides multiple classes because it's such a large, mm-hmm. a large school. So we were teaching full time by year 10.
Now you're back to your 70 hours a week.
Yes. When you count that bookwork, of course, mm-hmm. for sure. But I mean, you know, it was the perfect timing because now all my kids are in, you know, full school.
Right.
And so it was great. So it was great. So it's been quite the ride, but it's been
I
a
bet.
Fun ride.
Yeah. And so for your setup, you're having like a trailer and you're having to bring everything to the schools before a couple months ago.
Yes.
And so you're bringing all this stuff and you're having to set it all up. I mean, what was that setup look like? Were you in the gym? Were you in a classroom? Where was that designated space for you at these schools?
Well, you know, every place had a different style. So some places I was in a classroom, some places I was in a gym or just a universal community assembly room. But it did have its challenges. You know, I pulled a trailer for those 10 years and lugging all that gymnastics equipment is quite you know,
it's quite a workout.
It's quite a workout.
Keeps you in shape.
Yeah. And some people would say, I just can't believe you do that. And I'm like, well, I do it like 3 or 4 times a day. After a while, it's like doing the same workout every day. It becomes, you know, routine, right? Yeah. So I didn't think anything of it. Lo and behold, God had a different plan up his sleeve.
Yep.
You know, the pandemic hit and Tumbling Tigers, like a lot of Americans, businesses, came to a screeching halt very quickly.
Yeah.
I never remember that March 13th, you know, all my schools, it was like my phone was blowing up. You can't come back. You can't come back. You can't come back. Everything's shutting down. And
right.
It was just mind blowing, right? You're going through all these different emotions and stuff like that. But
when your business is derived from people being together in a room, kids being at school, you going to open schools and having kids play and do whatever and do gymnastics. It's not like you can say, oh, let's take it virtual.
Yes.
Okay, Johnny, you know, do the jumping bars. All right, Susie, do a roll.
That's right.
You just can't do that. You
know, exactly. It wasn't feasible to do anything virtual. And so I did a couple of videos with stretching routines and stuff like that to get me through March. But there was just no way around it. Tumbling Tigers was completely shut down. And so for the next 2 months, I had, you know, homeschooling 4 kids. It kind of kept me busy, you know, but,
homeschooling's fun.
Yes.
Homeschoolers. Yes. All right. Speaking as an alum of a homeschool.
That's right.
Half the production crew is homeschooled. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. But when your children are not used to that and your school is not set up, it was quite the task. So that kept me busy for those first 2 months. But of course, it was always in the back of my mind, what am I going to do? What is my next? You know, I knew Tumbling Tigers would come back one day.
Right.
Of course, it's lasting a little longer than I thought.
How do we pivot in the meantime, though, is always that question that comes to everybody in March last year.
Exactly.
It was either A, well, we got to close our doors.
That's right.
Or those that are like, you know, y'all have been around for, you know, a decade and some change. It's no, we need to pivot.
Yeah.
This business can't just, we've invested, you know, that while the overhead of paying a whole bunch of rent, or if you have a storage unit, then you are paying rent.
Right.
But if there's no storage unit and you don't have all these constant overhead expenses, like, we still have all this stuff.
That's exactly right.
You got a whole setup. You got a trailer full of just stuff.
Yes. Yes. And you know, that last year was projected to be our best year yet. And so we had kind of, it's funny because we had kind of at the beginning of that year was going to grow for the next year. And so I had already bought a lot of new equipment and stuff to stock another trailer
and invested in it in the growth
before the pandemic. And so, you know, how to pivot
with new equipment and no in person.
Yes, it was quite, it was quite the question mark. But so I'm on Facebook one day and I get a Facebook instant message, and it was like a friend of a friend. And it's, you know, her caption of the picture said, LOL, if you want to take your tumbling on the road. And I'm thinking, I'm already on the road, you know, but it was a school bus. It was a tumbling bus.
And what's a tumbling bus?
A tumbling bus, like a full school bus. Completely gutted, but has completely transformed into a mini gym.
I didn't think those existed.
I know, right? Right?
Like who would have one of those?
Who would have one of those? Well, luckily, I do now.
Tumbling Tigers is on the road.
Tumbling Tigers is on the road. You know, it's funny because if you would have told me a year ago or even 10 years ago that I would be driving a tumbling bus, I would have just completely laughed. You know, I still get in the seat and giggle to myself because it's a little surreal.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you, that morning that my husband's cooking bacon and I'm like, how am I going to ask him if we're going to invest even more money in this turned
trailer,
you know, in this shutdown business? Yeah,
we just bought a trailer. We just bought more new equipment and, that I'm not, you know, using.
He's frying bacon. I'm like, I have some, you know, something I want to talk to you about. And I'm like, look, no guarantees. I just want to go look at it. Let's just go look at it. And look, it was like looking at a old house.
Oh, yeah. And I can see Caleb like with a spatula in his hand. Just like, what?
Yeah.
Like that look of.
Yes.
What do you
sure.
mean you have something you want to talk
yes,
about?
Yes. Yes. I mean, look, it's crazy. I was even questioning myself, but I told him, if we don't go look at it, I'm never going to know, like, what if, you know, like this was sent to me for some reason. And that's
a big question that every entrepreneur has to ask themselves if they see that opportunity, or like you, a friend of a friend send you something.
Right.
You know, it's like, what is that if?
Right.
What if we don't go and look at this? What would it have been? And then you stay up awake at night, you can't sleep, and then just goes down a rabbit hole of you wishing you could have gone and at least just given it a shot.
Exactly. Exactly. So I mean, you know, I said, if not anything, I can at least say I drove a school bus once, you know, just
that's right. I test drove this very big school bus.
Exactly.
Just one time, just cause.
And let me tell you, Patrick, it is not just your average school bus. This is a flat front, you know, 82 passenger school bus. Okay.
This is
the Mac Daddy school bus. Right. Okay. I think it's an international school bus, and I think they made about 150 US worldwide. So the fact that this person sent me this very unique bus was just bizarre.
I've ridden in like a flat front van and a flat front bus. Like the big tour buses are all flat fronted.
Yes.
And like, if you're not driving them and not used to driving them as a passenger, like we're going through DC for something. And I was in the tour bus trying to help guide the driver, and I'm sitting up there and he's like stopping, like what I feel like is right up on the back of a car.
Yes.
And I'm just like, dude, you're going to hit him. Like, why are you so close? But that flat front allows you to get right up and you still have all that space. You don't have that hood.
Yes. And I tell you, when I first drove it, you know, you go over the bump and then the wheels go over the bump. So it takes a little while to get used to, for sure. But, you know, we go look at this school bus. It's parked at this storage facility. It is nothing fancy.
Does it have AC?
It had AC units.
Not working
not
air conditioning.
Working air conditioning units.
Okay.
The the outside was not very pretty. The inside was not very pretty, but it had potential, as you would say, good bones to a house.
It's got good bones.
It had good bones. You know, we had a mechanic come look at it within 48 hours.
I think that's the funniest, like, taking a stop for a second. That statement, it's got good bones. Like,
or good pipes, maybe?
It's got good pipes,
good
bones.
Metal.
Like, who came up with this stuff?
I don't know.
Like, when you look at a house, you just want to say, nope, that's got good bones.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
What does that even mean? But then everyone knows exactly what it means.
That's exactly right.
So anyways, this bust has good bones.
Good bones.
Whatever that
good bones.
Means.
Good metal bones.
Good, oh, yeah. Good metal bones. Okay. Got it.
And, you know, my husband's giving me the one eye, you know, as we're going through this bus, because he's going like, this is a hunk of junk, and you want to purchase this. And I'm like, it's not a hunk of junk, you know. And after we had the mechanic come in, and
look
all
at the bones,
the
Caleb,
bones,
look at the bones.
Yes. And if you know us, which you do, or anybody that's watching or listening knows us, we do not have a short list of projects in our marriage. So, you know,
he didn't build a generator out of an old Mac truck.
That's right.
For
that's
college, right?
You know,
he didn't just do
right.
random stuff like that.
He didn't just do random stuff like that, you know? So he's definitely the jack of all trades and wears many hats when it comes to, you know, diving into a project. And so we talked about it. And of course, that was a challenge for him. He was working at home at the time. And so he says, okay, let's buy the school bus. And I'm like doing the happy dance. You know, I'm like, yes, yes.
We get to do it. We get to do it.
And just we dived in. You know, if anything that the pandemic has taught me, it's find the silver lining, right? The silver lining is that we would have never had time to remodel this bus if we would have both been, you know, working full time.
And that has been the, if you look back at this last year, and we're just now getting to phase three, when this episode comes out in 3 weeks, we'll probably be well into phase. There's our train.
There's our train.
So we are, you know, we're in the phase three. We're back into people starting to open up. You know, for example, we're here at Uncle Earl's. They're at 50% capacity on the weekends when they're open. You know, it's gonna drive right by. It's gonna get really loud. So for those listening on Facebook or listening to the show, just wait a train horn you're about to hear, unless Brant works his magic. So you're now back to this opening. People are excited to get back out. They're excited to go out and do something.
Right.
And now, during COVID, we look back and we're stuck at home. We had nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, Caleb was back at the house. You were at the house. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't have functions.
Right.
Normal life was just running 90 miles an hour.
Right.
And now, during COVID, it wasn't. It was shut down. Everybody was at home. You had to find projects. We redid our entire yard. Like, we did all new landscaping at our house during quarantine because we had nothing else to do. We couldn't go anywhere.
That's right.
You know, we went to Louisiana Nursery. We went to go get 3 pallets of grass and just decided to repallet our entire back, like regrass our entire yard and pull out stuff.
So, you know, I'll never forget that spring or those first 2 months in quarantine were like the prettiest weather that we ever had.
Oh my gosh. It was gorgeous.
So, you know, you just had to count your blessings for, you know, where you were at that point in time. And so we bought a bus and we had time. We took the next 3 months to give it a facelift, if you could say. We completely gutted it and made it our own. And
So it was already a tumbling bus.
Just
pulled everything out of it.
Pulled everything completely out of it. I mean, we had the rubber on the bottom and the metal on the sides with the windows. And again, my husband had to wear lots of hats because, you know, I'm going, I want it to do this and I want it to do this and I want it to do this.
I want
and
the air conditioning to work.
I mean, and, you know, that's his forte. So he could handle that. But like, I wanted the door didn't even work on the back.
Oh,
and so he had to weld a lot of that stuff to get, because I wanted a slot out the back.
I was about to say, if you don't have a, like, that's in my head, the first thing I'm thinking of the back door for a tumbling bus is a slot.
And look, I tell him every day, I say, thank you for welding that bus, because that's the best part of the kid's class is being able to slide out the back. I mean, it's just, you know.
What kid doesn't love a slide?
That's right.
I mean, come on.
So
I love the slide.
That's
know?
Right. That's right.
No
so,
shame.
I mean, you know, I may slide down the slide every now and then just to
no shame, right?
I'm just to demonstrate in case they don't know how to do it.
Demonstrational purposes. That's why you have to use all of the equipment.
That's right.
And play in everything.
That's
you gotta
right.
show the kids how to do it.
That's right.
That's right.
So, you know, now we have this tumbling bus, which is remodeled. We built panels on the wall for it because I wanted it to be almost like you know, fully padded. And so
a safe bus.
You know, we have cushion, almost like puzzle piece floor of all different colors.
Yeah.
So I mean, the whole bus is the colors of the rainbow, and it makes you really happy when you walk in with lots of streamers and stuff like that. So,
the kids are excited. The promo photo. It's from inside the bus.
That's right.
So all those colors popping and going crazy is inside the bus.
That's right. And you know, the bus has opened up a lot of new doors for Tumbling Tigers. So, you know, from the original business plan, it's allowing me to market to schools that would not normally have the facilities.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that I have called on that would be super interested in having the program, but would not be able to house it. You know, they're at capacity, they're utilizing all their classrooms, and they don't have that extra, you know, room to do Tumbling Tigers. So the bus can come in and be the facility.
Yeah, which is huge.
It's huge. It's
huge. You can now bring it everywhere.
Yes.
You can get rid of your trailer.
Yeah.
You can put everything in the bus.
That's right.
And it's like a pop-up.
That's right.
You just drive where you need it. It's like a food truck almost.
Yes.
You know, it's that mobile unit of your business.
Yes.
That has been created to go everywhere.
Yes, yes. And so that's been a blessing, and that's been one door that has opened. And then another door that's really what is booming right now, because even though we're in phase 3 for this pandemic, so I'm not back up and running to full capacity full time right now. Mm-hmm. I'm at 4 of my 10 schools. And so birthday parties and special events has kind of been the new door for Tumbling Tigers, the new piece of our business that we've started. And it's been really good. People have really just enjoyed the idea. And, you know, you open up the windows and it's an outside venue, you know, essentially.
Right.
And so people are comfortable going to parks and having birthday parties and having outside birthday parties at their house. So the bus is a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, and you so can that's pull up
really
to anybody's
good.
House.
Yes.
And say, hey, we know, instead of getting a jump, or instead of getting a water slide or something, let's rent the, you know, just call Tumbling Tigers.
Yes.
And have them show up with their bus, and they just, you know, you park in the driveway or wherever, and it's boom.
Yep.
Instant party.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
So I didn't know it would be as successful as it was. It's kind of like just a afterthought, you know? It's like, okay, we have this bus. Now what am I going to do? You know, because I still, you know, I thought by the fall when schools got back going that I would be, I mean, I anticipated being back at work full time. And well, lo and behold, we're still not back full time. You know, who would have thought that this would have lasted as long as it did? I don't think anybody in America did.
No, I don't think anybody anywhere did. I mean, I went back to listen to some of the previous, some older podcasts that I archived for the show with like Brian Haldane. And for his episode, he was, you know, he worked at Talk 107.3. And so they were having to cover the story, the developing story that it was. And for his episode, we had 13 cases.
Wow.
In Louisiana. And we were like freaking out. We're like, what is this thing? You know, right. We don't know what it is. And it's like, oh, it's going to blow over in a month, 2 months. And then like I'm listening to other episodes where it's like, oh, those 6 episodes or 8 episodes were all virtual. Like, because we couldn't even meet.
Wow.
And then it's like, oh, now we're meeting, but this person's hesitant to come meet.
Yes.
You know, and then it's like they canceled. They couldn't do it. They couldn't make it. It was this and that. And now the conversation's shifted.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't, oh, we still getting the usual, your story and your brand, but it was, okay, what are you doing now? And they're like, well, same thing you're doing.
Yes.
Sitting at home doing nothing.
Yes.
And now we're on the back end of coming out of this.
Yes.
Going into the school year, you know, going into the end. Well, I guess the end of the school year, technically, we're getting, we're getting there. Almost to summertime. And so it's
hard to believe.
It's that now we're past all that, and what do we do to move forward?
Right. You know, it's crazy that we're still here. So happy though to be on the tail end of it, hoping with all the vaccinations and everything that they'll start letting non-essential workers back into schools. And so we can hit the ground running. You know, I keep in touch with a lot of my directors and stuff like that. And I said, when you give me the green light, I am there. I am there.
I am ready there. To rock and roll.
That's right. But the birthday party sector has been really great. I mean, you know, parents go all out for their kids' birthday parties these days, okay?
That they do. And we just had a comment, Bear Blondo said, way to pivot and adapt to the market.
Oh, well, thank you.
So the birthday party's huge.
Yes, it is. I mean, as a parent, I knew that because, I mean, I threw fairly big birthday parties for my children, but my brain wasn't thinking along that lines yet. And then when, you know, the schools weren't back in full force, coming the school year, I said, okay, I cannot, you know, because my kids were actually going to school. So that I was very thankful for. You know, all 4 of them went back the very first day school started, did not have to shift any of the dates and stuff. So I was very thankful about that. But then I was like, okay, now I'm home with nobody.
Yeah.
So I have nobody.
I'm no longer homeschooling.
Right.
My husband's back at work.
Yes.
I'm here with a bus.
That's right. And so it's like, okay, let me turn lemons into lemonade. What is the other thing I can do? And so birthday parties, I threw out that idea to a couple of, you know, friends and family, and they're like, Courtney, yes. You need to market that. You need to market
that. Absolutely.
And so it's been great. And, you know, it's just been really about social media and also word of mouth. You know, this kid goes to a birthday party at somebody's house who's having a tumbling party. And then the next thing you know, they're calling me because they want a tumbling party.
That's the conversation we need to have. How to market to kids. And how do we get kids to push the products?
That's right.
The second a kid comes home and says they had a great experience or they had a bad experience, the parent's going to remember that, especially when it comes to birthday parties or gifts.
Yes.
They're going to do what, I mean, ultimately you want to make your kid happy. And
right.
It's like, well, okay, they love this. Well, let me look into it. And then that's just organic progression of them. You go to this kid's birthday party and they're friends with 30 of them.
Right.
Then you go to this one and you might have 5 tie over, but now you've got 20 new ones.
Right.
And then it just goes from there.
Yeah, it's been pretty explosive, and I'm very, very grateful for that. We, you know, you go to these parties and you pull up, and it's funny because even as adults, we love our children, but we like a little downtime as well, you know? So I'm like, I will entertain your children for an hour and a half, and they won't come ask you for a juice box, and they won't come ask you, you know, pretty much anything, and you can just talk to, you know, their parents.
Yeah.
Their friends' parents.
Absolutely.
And so that was definitely a win-win, right? So,
oh, yeah. You're like, so, well, yeah, just bring your little coolers.
That's right.
With your juice boxes and your snacks. We'll put it right next to the bus.
Right.
And the kids can come. They'll play. And then it's like, oh, snack time, break. And they go with your snacks. And you can just have, you know, it's like a hands-off birthday party.
Right.
With a fun activity.
It is.
You know,
it is.
And the kids go home tired.
Yeah, they
and
do.
They go home, they either go to nap or they go straight to bed.
They're very tired when they leave tumble
all
tires.
The way went around.
Yes, it definitely, you know, even the teachers when we're in schools and stuff like that, they you know, it's open house and they're constantly pushing. You want your kids in tumbling tigers. You want your kids in tumbling tigers because they get a break. But then also to your point, they come back very tired. You know, we have a full 1 hour gymnastics class and there's not that much downtime. I always have 1 to 2 teachers with myself. And so with a class of 10 to 12, I mean, we're constantly moving, you know, and I'm able to bring the bus to the schools as well. So, you know, we're doing kind of a combo right now where we're able to utilize some space outside to do, you know, activities that kids love, like hula hoops and parachute. And, you know, my slogan is play, learn, grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, kids from 2 to 6, a lot of their activities that they're doing, they're working on their gross motor skills and through play. And so that is what is so important to me, is that they're entertained, they're learning. Absolutely. And then as they grow, you know, to see that child who's been with me from 2 all the way through age 6 at one school is pretty cool, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then to see them when they're in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade and they wave to me on the playground, you know, and they're like, Miss Courtney, you know, I wish I was still in Tumbling Tigers. Man, that pretty much touches your heart. You think that when you're, you know, age 2 to 6 years old, you don't remember anything. And then they're still remember it when they're 10 to 12 years old. That's, you know, it's why I do what I do. So
100%. You know. It goes back to that, you know, that conversation we had before of you in the business and you wanting to teach, and
yes.
Now you're able to kind of combine them both with your own teaching business,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's, you know, in that developmental age of the kids, they hold on to it for, you know, as long as they can. And it just, because you're there so frequently within the schools, it builds that attachment that they're like, this is so much fun. It's exciting. I'm sure you have a lot of energy when you come into a room and with Tumbling Tigers. And so it's not like you're walking in like, all right, guys, come on in, come and play, do what you want to do. It's like, hey, good morning, or whatever
That's
type of day it is. And it's, you bring that excitement
yes.
that makes the kids excited.
Well, I mean, they're, you know, normally kids age 2 through 6, you get some bad days, but for the most part,
yeah.
you get good, right?
Right.
And so that's the best thing about my job is, you know, every time I step into a classroom, their faces light up, makes me light up. And, you know, yeah, do you have your hard days? Yes, because you're an adult and
right.
you
and
just
some
do.
Some kid's going to throw
but
a fit.
To tell
it's
you the truth.
Happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But to tell you the truth, it has been the most rewarding job and such a blessing to own this business. And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, looking forward to what the future holds for it. So
absolutely.
If you would have told me that I've owned a bus 10 years ago, I would have said, shut up.
No.
Crazy.
No bus.
You know?
We got the trailer.
That's
We're
right.
good.
That's right. That's
We're
right.
Good.
And, you know, so it's been good. It's been good.
That's exciting. And then, you know, are people starting to call you back out for schools, or are they still hesitant in that regard?
You know, some are hesitant. I have kept in touch a lot with my directors, and they want it. They want it back. We just have to get the go ahead from, you know, licensing, Department of Education. We need to make sure that we're doing it safely.
Right.
And so, but we're definitely keeping in touch. And the minute, like, I had a director call me the other day who saw the bus. And so she actually reached out on Facebook, which that has been the coolest thing. You know, I never really utilized social media a lot before for my business. And so I really got it through word of mouth. This director would call this director, or this parent found out that, you know, a friend's child is doing this and they would introduce it to their school. And so I really got a lot of business through word of mouth. Well, recently, when everything kicks back up, I have 3 new schools
That's
that I'm
exciting.
Already posted to start at. And because of the bus. It's because
right.
of the bus. And because I've been marketing the bus. And so that is very exciting that whenever everything does let up, I have even more work to
yeah.
go back to.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. And she said the other day, she said, if they give me the go ahead in the middle of the month, can you come in the middle of the month? I said, you just give me the green light. I'll be there. You know,
if someone's going to have something tomorrow, I can come tomorrow.
That's right.
Like
that's
the bus
right.
is always ready.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I was driving the bus the other day just to go clean it and had some little neighbor kids that were like, the mom was laying on the horn, you know, and the bus is very loud, you know, and half the time I have my AirPods in listening to a podcast, listening to music, you know, because the engine is so loud. And so they're laying on the horn. And finally, in my peripheral vision, I get a glimpse of this mom and these kids, just they have their hands up waving and stuff like that. And it was neighbors of ours and some of my younger ones, friends. And they had never seen the bus in person. And they said, you know, all the stuff that you post on Facebook, it really doesn't even come to life until you see it in person, you know. And it goes back to me talking about that 82 passenger van. It really is big. But I'm so fortunate to have that because it can fit 14 kids very comfortably.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So when I do run classes, I'll be able to run 14 kid classes, which is a great number with two teachers, you know, seven kids per teacher. And it has a lot of space to be able to do a full class.
Yeah, to run around, to play around, which is exciting. Yeah. And so like within the social media aspect of it, you know, that was one thing that during COVID, a lot of people started turning their face to. And I started looking and doing more research into how can I advertise my business digitally?
Right.
How can I do it effectively? How can we put out a message that will be received by people and show what we're doing during these times, or show how we're prepping to come back, or how we're pivoting, in your example?
Right.
You know, and utilizing anything from Twitter to Instagram to LinkedIn to Facebook, you know, to YouTube channel.
Right.
Just all of that has blown up with people, you know, showcasing what they can do with their brand.
Right.
Businesses started podcasts.
Yes.
You know, it was, how do we get our business out there and communicate it effectively? And with yours, it's like, oh my gosh, you've got endless content.
Yes.
You know, endless ways to create content to showcase the bus.
Yes.
You know, from doing fun little things with the kids and posting it on like a TikTok.
Right.
To doing something really cool and educational about what it can bring to schools in a YouTube video that you can then hyperlink to your email signature.
Right.
And it's like, learn more about the bus. And then it pulls up a video of you describing what the bus does, a little demonstration with your kids, you know.
Right, right.
How do they use it? What it looks like? And that in and of itself is, you know, your free advertising almost.
Yeah.
Because it all it takes is, everyone's got a phone.
Yeah.
Well, we all probably have iPhones within just this room, or Androids for those weird people. and we can create the content. We can post the content without having to hire a marketing PR firm.
Right.
And pay them gobs of money to do it. If you're diligent and you spend your time researching, you can do it all yourself.
Right.
You know, and just get that direction of how to go.
Well, you know, and that diligence has been, I've had to set alarms on my phone to make sure.
Really?
I'm like, take pictures and post, because it's not my personality really to
go that way.
You know, it's tough.
It's an extra step.
But man, has it benefited.
Oh my gosh, you know, yes.
I'm always working with college students. And so I always tell them, I said, okay, you're my Instagrammer for today, or you're my, you know, Facebooker for today. And of course they love it. They're like, Miss Courtney, do this with this kid and do this. Let's get this shot. And I'm like, okay, back to teaching. Let's reel it in a little bit.
We have to teach at some point.
That's right,
we got to teach at some point.
But you know, the bus has so many things that you can do on the bus. You know, it's funny because people say, you have a bus, that doesn't seem like that much space. Like, you can get a lot of done, just like you can get done at a facility, you know,
right.
like a gymnastics facility.
Full-on gym.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, when you go to one of those gyms, and that's not to discount any of them because my girls go there, but for this age group from 2 to 6 years old, you know, for this business, we have, parents do not want to run their three-year-old all over town after work, you know, to expose them to everything. And so that's what's been really good with Tumbling Tigers, is you're able to expose them at a young age to something. What child doesn't like a bus?
Exactly.
And
or
we
if
are
they're
able,
not comfortable with a bus, they can now get comfortable
with a
bus.
That's right. That's right. And so my husband built bars that go, you know, they have PVC pipe from one side to the other. And so you just slide it in and then slide it out when you're not utilizing it. And so we've done a lot of space saver things to make the bus as we do pretty much everything that you can get at a gymnastics facility. We do in the bus, you know,
there's
so we
no
have
lack of equipment.
There's no lack of equipment. Yeah. We have the vault, we have bars, we have cheese mats, cartwheel mats. I mean, there's enough room to, you know, have 14 kids doing donkey kicks and bridges.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness.
So, you know, so we definitely utilize the space where I can take things up and hang things high. That's my engineer husband right there.
Stow it all away.
That's right.
We're
that's
dealing
right.
with 2 and 6 year olds. I mean, they're not like 6 feet tall.
That's right.
They're not
going
to hit their head on anything.
You know, it's just me that has to watch my head. You
that's
know,
right.
I have a thing of monkey bars that go across, and I tell my husband all the time, nailed my head on the monkey bars again. He goes, well, you know by now, if they're halfway through, you just got to duck.
You know where they're
at. I said, yeah, well, you know, you get a little caught up in the moment and then bam,
that's
it
right.
hits you. So
that's right.
Anyway, but it's been good. We can do a full gymnastics class, 1 hour long, get through all the skills in that bus. And it's a lot better on my back. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you're just sliding your assembling everything. You don't have to move everything manually. You don't have to grab this heavy piece of equipment, this heavy mat, drag it across campus, and then stationary, put it somewhere and get all that fitted up. It's like, oh, throw some pipes in, clamp it down, you're good to go.
I mean, it's cut down so much to, you know, on my drive time.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a 15 to 20 minute pack up, 15 minute to 20 minute unload. And that's on a good day when, you know, it's not raining or it's not, you know, there's somebody in there doing, you know, church classes before or PE or whatever it may be that I have to wait on, you know. So I always had to have a lot of space in between my classes. And so this allows me to utilize my day a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I am literally pick up the orange cones that go around the bus and we're rolling.
Yeah.
And so
very
that's
efficient.
Been very efficient.
You
very
can do
efficient.
Like a birthday party in the morning and a birthday party in the afternoon.
Oh yeah.
And you don't have to worry about, okay, wait, I've got to, you know, this party's got to end smack dab on time so I can pick up and then jet on over to the next place. It's like, okay, well, if the party goes 5 minutes late, it's not a big deal.
Right. Exactly.
We'll just, you know, once everybody's done, grab the cones, close the door. We won't take anything down. We'll just go.
Right, right. I mean, look, there's been one day that I did 3 parties in a day.
Oh, wow.
And so that was phenomenal. You know, it's like a party at 10, a party at 12:30, obviously all in Baton Rouge. You know, I don't think I could go to Zachary and hit 3 parties.
And then go to like, you know, Dim Springs.
But I mean, man, what a day that was. That was pretty phenomenal. So, and pretty rewarding. I got home and I was exhausted and it felt great.
The satisfaction for an entrepreneur to grow something to that point where you're that busy.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so exhausted because I was working all day on the business and doing this and doing that is incredible.
Right.
Because then you go home and you're like, yeah, I just spent 12 hours working today for myself and growing my business.
Yes.
And I got at least 5 other potential clients out of what I just did today.
Yes.
That's huge.
It's huge. And it's always glad when you leave a party and, you know, the kids go in, best party ever. You know, that's
that's right.
That's and, like gold. Yes.
And you tell, especially now when the parents are in an age where they want to post so much on social media.
Yes. So that's been very nice. Tag us.
All you need is like a little QR code on the side of the bus that pulls them to your pages and they can like and follow right then and there.
Oh, I like you. You just keep rolling off these ideas for me, Patrick.
I'm just
put them in my memory bank.
Hey, I'm here to help. All right. And I've got plenty of ideas. They may not all be applicable, but I mean, a little QR code on the side of the bus, instead of having like big numbers that people have to remember. I mean, especially if they're sitting in traffic. Oh, scan, got your website, all your social media. They book now. They can send you an email.
There you go. In 5 years, when I need a new paint job, I'll make sure that I get all my new stuff out.
Just get a sticker. Just stick it on the side of the bus. It doesn't. You don't need to paint it. But so we're starting to get to the end of the show, and I tend to have a set list of questions we ask. And
okay.
So one of them is, what are some lessons you've learned along the way? We know we've heard your story of starting out a decade ago, putting it aside for family, coming back to this in what is entirely different than where you're at now, then Corona, and now a bus.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some lessons you kind of gathered along the way.
Oh, man, lots of lessons. Okay, I would say the first lesson is patience because, you know, when I bought the business, mentally, I wanted to hit the ground running, like, you know, not walk, but run.
Right.
And I knew I couldn't do that. And so patience would be number one. Perseverance. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even get it out.
Perseverance.
Perseverance.
We got it.
To not stop.
Yeah.
When you know, they say it takes, 100 no's to get a yes. And so that's been.
Or 1,000.
Yeah, or 1,000. That's right.
100,000, you know.
That's right. That's right. And so to keep those, keep your eye on the prize, right? You know, I went to tons of schools. You'd be amazed how many schools are in the Baton Rouge area and surrounding area. Daycares and schools. I mean, it's literally on every corner.
Wow.
Just tons of schools that it wasn't the right fit for them, but to just keep going.
Yeah.
Right.
And
keep going.
And also having that, you know, acceptance within that no.
Yes.
That most of the time, if you start your meeting within 5 minutes of that meeting, you're going to know which way they're leaning.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
And as an entrepreneur, as a business person, getting your brand or your product out in front of the right customers is all about recognizing that early on.
Right.
And not spending so much time trying to be a hard sell.
Walk
in there with the best intentions, but zero expectations.
That's exactly right.
You know, walking in saying, I'm going to close this deal. This person's going to sign on board. But if they don't, that's cool. And I'm going to keep going.
Well, you know, a point to that is that I had a person that I walked in the door, presented my, you know, business plan to. It wasn't the right time for them. A person that they had in their school providing an extracurricular was not working out. And I got a phone call the next year.
Yeah.
So it's like always put your best foot forward. Always 100%. Keep, you know, a smile on your face, right? Because you never know when that door could open.
Yeah. The door.
It could open at any point.
It always opens. There's no such thing as a permanently locked door.
Right.
You just haven't found the right key.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and right. Once you find that right key or that right person behind the door, then it's going to open whether it's a year, a week, or 10 years.
Right.
And like you said, putting that best foot forward is so crucial.
It is. And probably my last one is just to stay positive always. You know, I try to teach my girls that it's real easy to be a negative Nelly, but it's harder to be positive all the time.
It
is. With so much negativity in the world.
It is. Because you have to push past that resistance.
Because
as soon as you hit that resistance of negativity, it's very easy to just kind of dive off and go into the slums and, nothing's going to work out. It's going to be terrible. And it's that, no, it's going to get better. It's going to get better.
Yes. And so that's hopefully something not only am I learning through my business, but I'm showing my kids, is that you just have to keep going and stay positive. And, you know, through those lessons, here we are 10 years later. And, you know, we're enjoying all the doors that are open and can't wait to get back to what we know and love to do at schools, but enjoying the road that it's taken us on right now.
Right. Enjoying those pivotal moments that led you to where you're at now and set you up for the future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll have 5 buses when I come back.
A fleet of buses.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
I'm looking
QR
forward
codes.
To it. Yes.
I'm liking it. And that's the beauty of that particular business model. Like when you get into a mobile setup, the ability to add on becomes simpler than, you know, having to teach all these people and buying all these different trailers and learning the setup and, this piece of equipment's breaking, this and that. It's like, oh, no, you hop on the bus. It's already done. You've got all your training to do what you need to do. Now you can go and out and hit 6 schools in a day.
Yeah.
You know, do one class here, one class there. And now you can come back, park all the buses, and we can make sure that everything is uniform, everything's the same, and it upholds our standards.
Yeah.
So
that's my goal. So we'll see.
Hey, I'm here to enjoy the ride and watch it along the way. So was there ever a point in the time that you were doing this that you felt like it was just too much and you wanted to give it up?
Never. Never a point that I wanted to give it up. You know, I think that because I was patient and I waited for the right time. I think that if I would have hit the ground running when my older two were young and then us wanting more kids and stuff like that, it would have been too much if I would have pushed forward and not listened to the little voice in my head to say, you know, be patient. But because it fell in God's plan and when it was supposed to, I never have. I've enjoyed the ride the entire time, and it's been a great one.
Yeah, and I'm so, with more buses on the way, I'm excited to see where the ride's going to go next.
I'm excited.
So what was something that you did as a kid you wish you still could do today if no one had stopped you?
Oh, if no one stopped me?
I mean, if life didn't stop you.
Yeah.
You know, what was something you did as a kid that you really loved that you wish you could still do today?
Oh, man. Well, maybe a flip-flop, you know. Okay. If we're on the gym side, you know.
I mean, hey, yeah.
Man, that's a little bit harder. Something I could do as a kid.
Yeah, an activity, a fond childhood memory that you enjoy but you can no longer do.
Yeah. You know, growing up, well, you know, I'd love to hit the softball again, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I can't do that right now, but I'm coaching my daughters. And so that's something that, you know, that I did when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
That, you know, I mean, I guess there are leagues out there that I could play in, but I don't know if my body could handle it. So something, you know, that's something that I did as a child that, you know, I can't do now, but I think that taught me a lot in business, you know, just sports in general, to not give up, things that you're learning as a child and you don't think you're learning,
yeah.
You know? And were skills that I was able to take into my business. So that's definitely something that, you know, the competition, the competitive side of me would like to do now. If I could get out and, you know, handle a tournament or two these days, that would be nice. So
once you get someone else running out of the buses, then you can go and try that softball again.
There we go. We'll see.
So what do you love about Baton Rouge?
Oh, man. What I love about Baton Rouge. I love that Baton Rouge seems like a small town in a big city.
Yes.
You know, everybody knows everybody. I was born here, raised here, went to school here, LSU alum. I mean, I just love it. So I love that everywhere you go, you're more than likely to see somebody that you know.
100%.
And, you know, I don't know if you can get that anywhere else.
Yeah,
you know,
that little big town feeling.
That's right. And so that's probably what I love the most. And just the Southern way. I mean, I just think that, you know, you go other places and not everybody says hey to everybody. But here, you're walking the lakes and everybody that passes you is going to say, hello, how you doing?
Yep.
And I mean, to me, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, 100%. I did a run this morning at like probably 4:30 this morning and my neighbor was running down the street. And he was like, hey, good morning, how's it going? I was like, oh, you're chipper this morning. It's 40 degrees. I'm freezing my buns off, but
yes,
you're chipper.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Yes, man. But I mean, that's the best thing about Baton Rouge. And, you know, we don't have goals to move away, but if we ever did, I would always hope to be back and have my kids stay here, you know, and that's what I hope to instill in them is that they, you know, yeah, go to other places, experience other places, vacation other places, but, you know, love home.
Absolutely.
You know, love home.
Home is where the heart's at.
That's right.
You always got to come back to it.
Yes.
So for the final question, what can I do to help?
Man, you've done so much. Posting on your podcast has been phenomenal. And being here has been awesome.
Outside
and so,
of the podcast. Come on. What can I do outside of the show?
Oh, man. I don't know. Just reach out every now and then and ask how the business is doing. And then when I tell you I have that second bus, have me on again.
That's right. Well, then we'll do bus hopping. We'll do like party hopping.
There you
we'll
go.
Do like a whole Facebook live day.
There
like
you
tour.
Go.
the Tumbling Tiger City parties.
You know, next time Caleb remodels a bus, I'll tell him we have to have like a mini bus to put behind us, you know,
yes.
So that we, you know, so you get a feel of what the bus actually looks like.
That's right. That's right. And make sure he like films everything. And that's golden content.
Yes.
Right
there you go.
Well, Courtney, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
I'm glad we're able to make this happen.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And for everybody listening or watching, thank you all for tuning in to the latest episode of The Patty G Show. I'm Patty G here with Courtney Maha from Tumbling Tigers. We hope you enjoyed this latest rendition of the show and y'all have a good one. And as always, a reminder that this show is brought to you by Alvarez Construction. Alvarez Construction is a place where they're not just building a home, they're building a place for you to live out your dreams with your family. So if you're in the market or you're looking for some place to live in a community, check out Alvarez and tell them Patty G sent y'all. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a good one, and we're out.